edition of What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. I love the 4 for $4 deal, and I hope you stop in and see the folks at good PetroServe USA locations. You can find them, pretty much if you're on I-94, east to west in a line. You've got, the furthest west would be Mandan, then Bismarck, then Valley City. They're in Castleton. They're in West Fargo. They're in Fargo. They're in Moorhead. They're in Dilworth. They're in Glendon. So you kind of keep going straight on the line out on Highway 10 as well. They're down in Wappington. They're up in Bemidji. A lot of places within the sound of our voice know those PetroServe USA locations. And two things. One, you get the 4 for $4 deal, where you get a fresh baked single topping pizza, any two delicious cookies, and a 20-ounce fountain pop, all for only $4. That's all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations.
Wow.
Isn't that fabulous?
Really?
But you also can fuel better. So you can fill up, and you fuel better, too.
You fuel better and feel better.
Exactly right.
Wow.
So you fill up with a great 4 for $4 deal, and you fuel up one of the great things they do is they connect North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. And they give the consumer lots of choice, so they help America fuel better at PetroServe USA locations. Thank them for our sponsorship.
Yeah, they got 15% ethanol. And
they're our roadshow sponsor, too, and we're going to be hitting the road. Tomorrow we'll be coming to you live and direct from High Plains Apache in Mandan, North Dakota. They have a little sprayer clinic going on for growers there tomorrow, and so we'll be there broadcasting live. Looking forward to that as well. Coming up on the show today, Ellen Radner and Blanquita Cullum will be here. The Golden Girls, the bickering Golden Girls. I don't know if the world needs more bickering, but these two try and sort some issues out from the left and the right. They're in a hissy, or Ellen is, at least, over this Paul Ryan budget. I'm not sure why.
Oh, because it's tremendous, and it got spending.
Yeah, what's amazing to me about the snitty, the snit fit they're having over it, I don't know why I'm choosing these words. It is kind of a snit fit. Is it has no chance of becoming law. What it is here's what we stand for, here's what we believe, here's how we want to get our fiscal house in order, which I appreciate. I like that. But from the standpoint of the left, I mean, really.
But Rubio said that in principle he really supports it.
Yeah.
And so if the election of 14 generates a bunch of senators, it gets a little harder for Obama to muscle himself around.
Why do they get so ratched out about it? I don't know. There's another term, ratched out. Do you like that?
You're really expressive today.
Snit fit, bickering, ratched out, the whole deal.
That's great.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, we'll let those two go at it on the topics of the day. We're going to talk with the director of Bonanzaville at the bottom of the hour. Do you know I'm running for mayor of Bonanzaville?
I should hope so. It's about time.
Is it really? I love Bonanzaville, actually. It is. It represents so much of what is great about the hearty character of folks in this part of the world. When you think about the early roots of coming out here and building communities and how that all started. So, the nice thing about Bonanzaville is it forever enshrines that. It's a great little addition to the community, and they need a mayor. So I've stepped up to the plate in competing with for mayor with some other media folks, and hopefully you'll vote for me. You can go to our Facebook page and get a link to how you vote and all. Will you vote for me, Mark?
Well, of course I will. Scott is the one we've got to have. We've got to have Scott.
Well, I like that. Now,
got to have Scott.
Might need you as my campaign manager in this ordeal. Got to have Scott.
We've got to have Scott.
9 o'clock hour today. We're going to chat with North Dakota State Senator Tim Flackel. He is a Republican from Fargo. He has a proposal to increase the number of low-income scholarships as tuition cost increases prepare to rise again. We'll find out more about that plan and also get your take on what you think of that expenditure of state tax dollars. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here. It's Wednesday, so he's here for the Talk Radio Town Hall for the entire 10 o'clock hour today. Welcome your calls, your questions, and your comments as well on that particular issue. The governor of the great state of North Dakota, Jack Dalrymple, some would like to see weigh in on giving a special dispensation to schools over snow days because schools are by law required to have so many days of school. But we've had quite a wicked winter, and therefore they're fast chewing up all those reserve days. And so now they have a little bit of an issue. So Grand Forks schools are asking the governor to forgive some snow days. Do you think that's a proper and due role for the governor of the great state of North Dakota, Mark?
Well, the funding has got to come from the legislature, but he can certainly, he administers. I don't know how much flexibility he's got in the school budget.
They closed the Grand Forks schools again on Tuesday after, obviously, the Monday blizzard as well. So now they have 2 full days to make up. And so they're exploring all the options, including adjusting the start and ending times of the school day. And they also sent a request to the governor to forgive some snow days. We're hopeful the governor will review the waiver request and see that we've pretty much run out of options, but I can almost guarantee you the governor is going to be looking at many requests from across the state. So I think the governor will probably leave this to the local schools to work out. Would be my guess. I don't know. But I would...
Well, but their funding depends on X number of days, so he would have to, if he administers that budget, he'll have to, if he can forgive it, and they get their full stipend and can skip the 2 days, and the poor kids can be failures the rest of their life, I guess.
What should he do is the question I have for our audience.
I think he should forgive them.
Do you?
Yeah.
Weigh in on that issue. All right, 855-200-1776 if you want to weigh in on that. Mark, the debate is over regarding repealing Obamacare. Stop talking about it. Stop thinking about it. I love how the left argues.
Well, yeah, that's
the debate's over global warming.
Right,
and this is over.
Yeah, and they were literally in ramped up frantic mode about the dire, immediate, very short-term reaction of global warming when we had the coldest from March to October in 102 years.
Yeah.
Taft was president the last time we had this cold of a winter. They're full of baloney.
But they love to argue by saying, we're done. And what the president said yesterday while he was spiking the football in the Rose Garden there over
right.
7 million signups.
7 million tragedies that we've got to undo.
Well, we don't even know enough about those numbers to say whether that's good
or not. Of course, they're lying about everything.
How many have paid? How many were uninsured? How many are going to
But you know, when the socialists took over Granada, they said that that's the great Mandela of communism. You know, the socialists took over our medicine care. Anybody that loves our republic form of government and independence and freedom will oppose this till as long as we live. This is bad. It's got to stop.
But it's the debate's over.
Mm-hmm. Hide and watch.
The debate's over.
Hide and watch.
Don't you know? So is that, the kind of pitch, since we're into baseball season now, that's going to back you away from the plate a little bit?
Condescension doesn't work, does it?
It doesn't?
No. Do you like to be condescended and treated like a complete ninny?
No.
An idiot? A fool? A buffoon? No.
By the way, there's all kinds of studies about these numbers. While the president was boasting about the 7.1 million that have signed up for Obamacare, a study shows that less than a million newly insured Americans have paid up. And only a third were from previously uninsured categories.
Be only a million of uninsured. Remember, that this is the reason we did this mess in the first place. We destroyed everybody else's good insurance. And just out of these supposedly 40 million without insurance, many of them who didn't want insurance. And so what we could have done is give each of these people free insurance and left everything else the same and would have spent a lot less and harassed a lot less people and had a lot more doctors. And this thing is a disaster on every level.
But the debate is over, I'm telling you.
Standardizing health care for, 60-year-old men have to have birth control pills? I don't think that's right.
Maybe you're not hearing me. The debate is over.
Well, I am completely deaf. I have got an elephant wax in my ears.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. We'll get Mark a giant Q-tip to get rid of the elephant wax in the ears. And we'll get ready to crank up with Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum, the Golden Girls, on this issue.
That ought to be good.
What can we throw them for catnip just to make them completely crazy? How about a conservative buying the Minneapolis Star Tribune? You think that might make them a little wacky?
Conservative Christian.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. There's a double whammy, huh?
Yeah.
Glenn Taylor, the owner of the Minnesota Timberwolves, longtime, I'd say fair to call him conservative activist. I mean,
he is.
He's very active in his donations to conservative causes. And he's up there with $1.8 billion in wealth, according to Forbes. And besides the Timberwolves, which is just kind of a play thing, he has, you know, Northland Securities and brokerage firms and what does he have in Mankato? He's a paper company, I think.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
Anyway, he put in a bid to buy the Minneapolis Star Tribune. So you can about imagine what that means for the good folks at the Star Tribune.
There's a lot of the arch-leftist editorial staff cringing right
now.
Yeah,
they're getting a little bit of a some hives there. Anyway, more coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefall on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Serve USA. It's a great deal. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and two cookies all day, every day. Four items, $4 at Petro Serve USA, one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. You'll find them in Bismarck and Mandan and Valley City and West Fargo and Moorhead and over in Dilworth and Glendon and just keep on going up there in Bemidji, down in Wahpeton. Petro Serve USA, helping America fuel better. All right, Blanquita Cullum is here, one half of the Golden Girls. Ellen Ratner on day two is AWOL. Does that surprise us, Blanquita? No, that doesn't surprise us. Does it?
Well, you know, we're talking tough stuff here. We're talking Paul Ryan. Maybe she thinks she can't stand on her own on this one.
Here's another topic. With Paul Ryan, a GM, and you know, the debate's over. I don't know if you heard it, but the president just said, you know, the debate is over on Obamacare, kind of like the debate's over on global warming. I mean, just go away, Blanquita. Stop talking about it because the debate's over, don't you know?
Well, he says the debate's over, but actually it hasn't begun. I mean, you see, the Democrats are cringing. They're cringing. They know that this could be the death knell to a lot of their careers, as they are, some of them planning to retire, but some of them know they have states that were pretty much pro-Democrat buckling under this thing. They're afraid they're going to lose their gig. My thought on this, though, this is where Obama has been smart. I don't think Obamacare is going to survive in its form that we know it right now or what they are professing it to be. But what he has done, he's put the stake in the ground so that even if it is an abysmal failure and they determine that they're not going to go for it and they want to vote it away, there'll be some sort of universal health care that emerges.
Well, that's what they wanted all along. Ellen Ratner is here, the other half of the Golden Girls. So what about Blanquita's theory here, that this is sort of limping along to live another day and ultimately you'll get universal health care? That's what you want. Is
well,
it government?
Of course, you know, if the president had it in mind to do universal health care, I would be very, very happy, because we really need universal health care and we don't have it, and it's a disaster to not have it.
Yeah, but it's been a bigger disaster, really, Ellen, the way he's gone about it, because of all the people that have panicked, that have lost their health care, cancer patients that are not being treated. So in a way, you know, the president has looked at those people like collateral damage. Like, they don't really much matter as he gets his
Oh, I don't agree with that at all. I think the president knows that he could not get universal health care going initially, and he took this middle step. You know, I remember the days in Hillary Clinton time in 1993 when they had buttons and badges that said health care is always there. And as you know, President Clinton and Hillary Clinton attempted to do that, and they were unsuccessful.
Well,
finally,
unsuccessful.
Barack Obama is successful, and I think that's great.
I got to tell you, Al, when you look back at that, it almost looks like a better brand of health care because, you know, it was not quite as radical. But on the other hand, the reason they couldn't get it through was because they were embedded with their own scandal, and Hillary Clinton was just the first lady. She wasn't a presidential candidate. The president has gone so far out to drive this Mack truck through health care that a lot of people have been mowed under.
You know, here's two things
I gotta
get in here, Ellen. I have to get this in. The arrogance of this guy is unbelievable.
Scott, you're crazy.
I'm crazy. Why do you get up in the Rose Garden and say the debate's over when obviously the debate is heated on this? In fact, politically, if I was on the other side, I'd be saying thank you. I'm glad you're owning this Obamacare. Let's make it the issue of the campaign, because obviously Democrats are freaking out, scared to death. They're going to lose their gigs, to use Blanquita's term earlier. And the president thinks he can get up in the Rose Garden and go, the debate's over? Don't you see the arrogance in there?
Well, and no, because the debate in terms of whether there's going to be a health care plan is over. And I'll tell you, by the time, even if the Republicans get their great wish and they take over the Senate and they keep the House and they get a presidential candidate in 2017 who becomes president, who's a Republican, by that time we will have been 3 years into this health care plan and they're going to have an impossible time turning it over.
Okay, we have 4 minutes left, so a couple of the quick topics here. One, the Paul Ryan budget. Your hair's on fire over this, right, Ellen? Why?
My hair is totally on fire about this. First of all, he's increasing the military budget but decreasing the safety net, food stamps, things like that. Now, Scotty, you're from the Midwest. That would hurt farmers, your guy.
First of all, he's not decreasing anything. He's bringing it back into levels that are consistent with where it was when President Obama came in and took the shackles off and said, do you realize the growth in food stamps since President Obama has taken office? And, by the way, they've removed the limits, and they've also removed any you just get it whether you ask for it or not. Blanquita, that's the craziest thing ever. The growth has come from just saying, hey, we want to get as many people as possible dependent on this. So,
you get a dependent government. You get people that are so dependent on the government, and they love every kind of government big program. like universal health care. The thing of it is, look, Orion's pretty brave, I have to think, on taking this on. He's talking about trying to cut government spending. Everyone freaks out about that, but yet there's so much fraud, waste, and abuse. He's only trying to get 10% cut, really, and he could go for 20% and still not hit any major issues. I mean, there is a lot of fraud, waste, and abuse. He's talking about Medicare reform. People are freaking out. It's not for the people that are currently under Medicare. He's talking about people that are 55 and younger. He's trying to fix Social Security, but people should be thrilled, not just by shrinking the type, the size of government. He's talking about a simpler tax system. We're almost at April 15th. Wouldn't you like to have a simpler tax system?
I do not like a simpler tax system if the rich don't have to pay their fair share. And we saw that yesterday with the Caterpillar hearings. We are seeing this all over the place. And it is time that, don't forget, the reason there has to be this larger safety net is because there was a crash in 2008.
I hate to see that we look at people who have done the American thing. They become successful. They've been able to hire a lot of people. We tried, what do we do to people that are trying to have success in this country? They say, you know what? We're going to get you. We're going to make you bad guys. And so they go outside of the country. They can't afford to be able to hire people here because the burden is so difficult. I think we have to find a way to increase jobs here and then provide incentives to people who can hire as opposed to trying to punish them.
Only 45 seconds, but I want
last topic
here, you two, the Golden Girls, only 30 seconds for your take on this. Did the CEO of GM quiet the onslaught of criticism over this failed ignition defect in her testimony yesterday? Helen, what'd you think?
She tried, but I don't think she got it.
And we agree on this one, Al.
Wow, that's your shock.
I know. It's true.
So she didn't do what she needed to do to quiet this firestorm down. And
no, the firestorm is just starting on this one. And although they don't want to blame her because she's kind of new in the job, they've got a lot of chance for it.
The Golden Girls.
Blanquita and I do agree. How's that for a shot?
From the left, Ellen Rander. From the right, Blanquita Cullum. Thank you, two Golden Girls. Go on about your day fighting away. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Aren't they fabulous, Mark?
They're very, very, very different from each other.
A lively addition to the What's On Your Mind program.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to nessonconsulting.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? by having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze-drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
Like to be mayor of Bonanzaville, and our audience can help in that effort.
Scott.
Mark is already going to Bonanzaville.com to vote for me. You're kind of excited about this candidacy, aren't you?
Well, the beautiful robe and hat you get to wear, and the ermine robe.
No, that's not true. No. Bonanzaville's, you know, back to the prairie days. Nothing fancy.
Oh, okay.
Emily Wielander is here, who is the marketing manager for the director of the marketing for the wonderful Bonanzaville. Emily, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me here this morning.
Nice to have you. So for folks that are not familiar with Bonanzaville, paint a little picture. Tell us about this wonderful place.
Bonanzaville is a 12-acre pioneer village, and there's 43 buildings. It's our museum, and it just has a lot of our local history there. So it's just a big pioneer village, and you can come out and look at all of our exhibits and learn about our region's history.
My favorite is the Golden Rail Bar from Page, North Dakota.
Yes.
That you moved in there. It's called the Golden Rail.
The Brass Rail.
The Brass Rail.
Yes,
yes.
The
okay.
Brass Rail.
Yeah, okay.
Hotel and bar. So it's quite popular. It is supposed to be haunted, too. So.
Is that right?
Yes, it's said to be haunted.
Wow. But this is an example of kind of in that case, a hotel and a bar that was in Page, North Dakota, all that great history, been moved to Bonanzaville. So the buildings are from all over Cascade.
Yep,
right?
Yep. There's a church from Horse, a lot of buildings from Arthur. The Arthur Town Hall is there. So just a lot of small towns around the area. The buildings have come from those towns. Yep.
So it's living history. That's the nice thing. It's an opportunity for folks that are looking for attractions, things to do, and it's one of the more popular attractions in our region.
Yes, definitely.
So it's fun to see. Now, what does the mayor have to do? Tell me a little bit about the responsibilities of the mayor.
Yes, the mayor of Bonanzaville will be just kind of our face of Bonanzaville for the year. So he will help come to our events, like our Pioneer Day event in August, our 4th of July event. So he is in the parade. He's kind of the grand marshal for the parades. Just kind of help support Bonanzaville in any way he can and get the word out about what we have going on throughout the year. So,
and we have a month to vote, right?
Yes. The mayor campaign started yesterday, and it goes until May 1st. It'll end at 8:30 p.m. So it's $1 a vote, and it's a month long.
And you go to Bonanzaville.com, and you can use your credit card. And you can have 10 votes for $10.
Exactly.
1,000 votes for $1,000.
Which we encourage greatly. Exactly right.
8,000 took it last year.
Right. So
come on, folks. You know what an icon Scott is. He deserved to be the mayor.
Now, Jay Thomas, who does an afternoon show on WDAY Radio, is the current incumbent mayor.
Is he running for re-election?
He is.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So the bar is high.
Incumbency is tough, folks.
Yeah.
But Scott can do it.
And there are some other folks that are running for mayor, so you can go look at the whole list there. The West Fargo Pioneer did a nice little story.
They did. It was awesome.
About all of us. And a little bio on everybody and, you know, photos and, you know, why we want to be the mayor of Bonanzaville. But in all seriousness, this is a great cause. This is really, a great way to preserve history that the Cass County Historical Society has. And so, it's less about who wins and more about some great support for Bonanzaville. So I hope a lot of folks get out there. And how are you supported, Emily? Tell us a little bit about the expenses and how exactly you feel this great piece of history.
We just need a lot of community involvement. That's one great thing about this mayor campaign is it's not just, you know, it's a fundraiser, but it's a great way and fun way for the community to get involved because we really need a lot of support from the community. This, you know, as you can imagine, these buildings are need a lot of upkeep. So we just really depend on the community to help us and to be passionate about Bonanzaville to help our mission. So
how many employees do you have in the summer on a general basis?
We have more in the summer. So we have about four, five full-time, and then seasonal we have another three or four. So they help us keeping up the facilities during the summer.
And so, you know, that's where you go vote and a buck a vote, and you help Emily and the staff keep this great piece of history going.
Yes.
Are you going to vote for yourself?
I don't think that's appropriate.
Are you going to tell your wife and your kids to vote for yourself?
Yeah. See if he does.
I think that'd be kind of like cooking the books, wouldn't it, Mark?
Well, you'd be out. You'd be full transparency, though.
Will you vote for me?
I am going to vote for you. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so you vote for me, in other words.
I'm going to vote for you. So I'll vote at least two.
Then I don't have to say I voted for myself.
So right.
To try and tip the scale my way.
Right.
But we have a vast, loyal Flag family audience out there. And so we really encourage you to go to bonanzaville.com, check this out. And then you have a big event that caps this fun deal. Tell us a little bit about that.
On May 1st, we'll have the inauguration dinner. And so that's the last day to vote, and we'll have a live voting kind of finale and a dinner. So that'll be the time when, you know, you can invite your big supporters out, and tickets for that are $40 a person or $320 for a table. And you can also contact me if you're interested in a sponsorship for that, and that's on May 1st.
Tell folks how they can get a hold of you.
You can call me at Bonanzaville, 701-282-2822, and just ask for Emily. And I'll hook you up with some tickets to our inauguration dinner.
That'd be a lot of fun. It is the best city in North Dakota, Bonanzaville. I believe that.
Oh, really?
I do. You know why? Because it represents the best of North Dakota. See, it's got
some of the best stuff from all kinds of places.
Because it's the character of the folks that started these communities, that built these hotels and
heritage,
and exactly.
The integrity.
Yeah, it's about the
courage.
It's about the people. That's why I love it so much.
The sense of humor.
Well, there's a little bit of that.
And I want to know what you're going to wear in that parade.
Well, I'm not thinking that far ahead.
You'll have a crown.
I've got to get the...
We'll have a crown.
Oh, no, here we go. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
This is great.
And I love the fact that we can tell more folks about Bonanzaville, and they can come see this wonderful attraction. And and also, you know, the staff works very hard to promote this and, you know, really has come up with a neat creative idea here. So it's I want to reward them, too, so we can, just like the folks who lived and worked in these places of history decades ago, there's a hearty spirit alive and well here amongst the folks at Bonanzaville. So I'm looking forward to being part of this campaign, and I want your vote, folks.
See?
And along with your vote comes your support of Bonanzaville. That's the most important part here. So.
See, he's about an issue, not about himself.
Exactly right. I don't want to make this about me or anything that I
right. He's a true statesman.
Bonanzaville. I just want to make it about Bonanzaville. For
that's
me.
Right.
Yes, thank you.
Exactly.
Go
right.
Vote.
Emily, anything else you want to add?
I'm just excited. It's going to be a fun month and a busy month, and I hope all the candidates have fun doing it. So,
Bonanzaville.com is the website, and circle the calendar for the event on
May 1st. It starts at 5:30 till about 8:30.
Out at Bonanzaville?
Out at Bonanzaville, yes.
Less than a month ago. Thank you, Emily.
Thank you very much, and good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate that very much. All right, Mr. Mark, you better tell us about sports
this
now.
This makes
sir.
Me very happy.
You got
I want to talk about it on the Common Sense Club, too.
Are you?
Scott's got to be mayor.
Yes, I hope you do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Again, that's Emily Wielander, the marketing director of Bonanzaville, Bonanzaville.com.
Exactly right.
Well,
sports time.
The Twins.
How are we doing?
Well, they kept the streak alive. They've lost six straight opening games. but this year they scored three runs, which isn't bad. Hicks got his first two-hit game. And the first game, it took him until April 27th to do that last year. He didn't get a double until, I think it was May, like the 13th of May. So that was really cool. Our new catcher, Suzuki, got two hits. And Relief pitcher, starting pitcher, gave up two home runs. Other than that, he looked pretty good. He's got a lot of movement. So we're playing in Chicago again today. They had a truncated opening series. Played one in Chicago, took a day off, playing another. So the best they can possibly hope for is 161 wins and one loss. Now, another thing that kind of the once inevitable triumph of Tiger over the all-time major golf tournament streak of Jack Nicklaus has really, really hit a bump in the road. In fact, he won his 14th major tournament, 22 major championships ago, and he had been in 19 straight Masters, and he's got to pull out because he's got a lot of back pressure, pinched nerve in his back. Now it's come to the point where when he played at the top of his game, he was the best that ever lived, I believe. It was unbelievable how great he dominated many of those tournaments. And Jack's record of 18 major tournaments is beginning to look more and more secure, which each passing tourney with a once indomitable Tiger Woods is human. Looks as though Koivu has finally recovered from his injuries. The team's captain is back in command, it says in the sports page in the Trib, as they are getting ready for the playoffs. His ankle was throbbing. It was unrelenting pressure. It was affecting his skating, balance, shooting, playmaking, and he scored one of the winning goals in the last game. They're going to be playing at Chicago tonight. They've beaten the Blackhawks. Remember, the reigning Stanley Cup champs. They've beaten them twice this year. So they're going to be tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Thursday, in Chicago. So we've got that. And then, of course, up comes the Final Four in basketball. My brackets have been pretty well wrecked. How about yours? I don't think anybody, I haven't seen any headlines about, remember the billion-dollar opportunity for somebody that got every single game right? When you only have one number one left, and that's Florida, only one number one left, it's pretty tough. Florida Gators, Wisconsin Badgers just look great. That big seven-footer, tremendous. It's amazing how all of a sudden the obscure, you know, if you're interested in college basketball, if you're not, all of a sudden some of these great players just come to the top. And you've got the Connecticut Huskies in there, and the Kentucky Wildcats have just wrecked the brackets, and so has the Badgers and UConn. So we have tremendous excitement once again as they fight to get down to the champion of and the end of the amazing March Madness. A profound, stunning, compelling, intriguing, wonderful event. And the passion of the college kids, the way they play, the intensity, the magnificence of the NDSU Bison getting to the round of 32. How cool is that? Well, go Korea. We want to have a win. Twins are playing 2:10 Eastern. 1:10 our time in Chicago. Go Twins. Back with more What's on Your Mind in just a few minutes.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
What's not to love about half off? Half off anything. 50% off. That's right. Slash it in half. That's the deal now through the end of April at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. You've heard me talk about this for years for good reason. This place is fabulous. You can truly relax. They have the Compradora Veda Spa. We're going to take 50% off any spa treatment at Chase on the Lake now through the end of April. 50% off any room. Whatever you need, three-bedroom condotel, all the way down to a single king room, and every room is fantastic at Chase on the Lake. 50% off private bowling. You have some fun at the Chasers Bowling Alley. Our family loves it. Crank up the jukebox. Have a great time. Plus, free breakfast each morning of your entire stay. That entire deal, 50% off the room, the spa treatment, the bowling, and free breakfast every day, any Sunday through Thursday. Promo code SCOTT at ChaseOnTheLake.com or call 888-CHASE-06.
Self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations.
Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more.
Two big days. April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
On your mind, preview hour. One other issue I want to tell you about today, another neat event coming up, the second annual spring fundraiser for Friends of the Farm is happening tomorrow, Thursday. The farm in the Dell of the Red River Valley is hosting this event. Shirley Willis from the Lighthouse Christian Home in Montana is the featured speaker. 6 p.m. with a silent auction tomorrow. Speaker program and dessert at 7 at the University of Minnesota, Minnesota State University, Moorhead, Comstock Memorial Union Ballroom. And so board members and future residents of the farm in the Dell of the Valley invite you to partner with them in their endeavor to raise funds for a developing farm in the Fargo-Moorhead community. It's a nonprofit organization being created to provide a home and a workplace for individuals with special needs.
It's very cool.
Put them on the farm. Isn't that neat?
They'll be so happy.
Yeah. So anyway.
I've been at a special needs farm by Monticello. I think it is really cool. It's amazing how these young people stretch themselves and have a fulfilling life. They love to watch things grow, and they love to be a part of that, and they work hard. They get in shape.
And they're looking for donations for silent auction still for tomorrow night. So any gift of a product, service, cash, you can tremendously appreciated. The farm in the Dell of the Red River Valley is a 501c3 organization, so all gifts are tax deductible. You can call Terry at 701-367-2521 or Karen at 218-287-4448 if you'd like to help with that. Terry at 701-367-2521, Karen at 218-287-4448. If you need more information on me, you can call our business office too at 855-200-1776.
I think I have somebody from there on the Common Sense Club with me today, I think.
Well, that'd be nice from 2 until 5 this afternoon.
I'm pretty sure.
How about that? All right, let me tell you about the weather. Possibility some more snow on the way.
Yikes.
This is a bad joke or what? Felt really nice out today.
Yeah.
Because of the lack of wind and the sunshine and the birds chirping, but it's only 14 degrees.
So I was deceived, so I squirted my windshields, which were terribly dirty. And all of a sudden, I'm totally blind going into the sun. I had to pull off the road and scrape.
Frozen up, huh?
I completely had an idiot moment. Almost cost me my life.
Been there, done that.
I had to look in my rearview mirror to see which direction I was going. I could not see out the front window.
Is that right?
Yeah.
My goodness.
So don't ever do that, folks. Make sure your heater, your defroster is working well before you spray your window. It didn't work at all.
Exactly right.
I got tricked.
All right, here's what we're looking at weather-wise. 14 degrees, but it will be a high of 37 today, so not bad at all. 26 tonight. There is some snow in the forecast tomorrow and 37. Friday, partly sunny, 37. Saturday, 46 and sunny. Sunday, some sun and 50 degrees. So it looks like we'll get into some nice weather this weekend. Sun and clouds mixed today, a high of 37. East-northeast wind at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy with snow showers developing after midnight. Low at 27, east wind at 5 to 10, chance of snow at 40%. Out in Tioga and the oil patch, a sunny day, 36 for a high today. Southeast wind at 10 to 20. Tonight, cloudy with snow showers developing after midnight. Low of 22 degrees with an east-southeast wind at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of snow at 70% tonight.
Oh.
Yes. And some of that into tomorrow, 39 for the high tomorrow. Friday, 42. Saturday, 50. Sunday, 50. So we're inching towards those April-like temps.
Republican convention in Minot.
It is indeed this weekend in Minot. Yeah. Let me just roll through the temps here and let you know how things are looking. It's 12 in Tioga at this hour, again, heading for 35. Williston's 19, cloudy. Watford City, cloudy at 17. Newtown, 12 above. Some sun peeking through. Stanley, 12. Columbus, 10. Back in the valley, all that snow in Grand Forks has led things to be a little bit cooler there. Zero, the big goose egg. And headed for 30 in Grand Forks today. Hillsboro at 12 at this hour. Grafton, 2 below.
What?
How about that? Yeah, April the 2nd, and we got minus temps.
That doesn't make sense.
Down at Kindred, it's 14. Breckenridge, 17. Fergus Falls, 12. Detroit Lakes, 12. Thief River, also goose egg. World, goose egg. South Dakota's balmy, 19 in Watertown. Sioux Falls is 24. Aberdeen is 17 degrees at this hour. What's on your mind? Brought to you today in part by PetroServe USA, where you get the 4-for-4 deal. Choose a fresh baked single topping pizza, any two delicious cookies, and a 20-ounce fountain pop, all for only $4. That's all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. Congressman Kevin Cramer in our 10 o'clock hour today and the Talk Radio Town Hall. And if you can't wait to get a question in, want to make sure you get it in, always encourage folks to call early because you can call us at 855-200-1776. Press extension 1, and that allows you to leave a message.
You might have some thoughts about Ryan's little budget.
I'm sure. So we'll talk about that and anything else on your mind today for him. We're going to talk with a member of the state legislature, State Senator Tim Flackel, on his proposal to increase the number of low-income scholarships as tuition increases prepare to rise again. Good expenditure of state tax dollars. What do you think of that plan? A lot of folks don't like the idea of tuition hikes. Senator Flackel obviously coming up with an idea for a way to lessen the pain there. So we'll talk about that too today on the program as well. Telephone numbers are 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. On What's On Your Mind. Mark, have a great show this afternoon.
Thank you. You have a great show in the next 2 hours.
Looking forward to it, folks, on What's On Your Mind. Let us know. Give us a ring.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326, or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.